The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not reflect the views and opinions of this podcast's sponsors.
So I stumbled upon a new podcast that I love. It's called The Glitter Squirrels, and it's hosted by an award-nominated radio host and his best friend, who is also a former radio host. You can listen to all the hilarious episodes on Spotify, Pandora, iHeart, Stitcher. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you'll find The Glitter Squirrels. Listen whenever you get the chance. I promise you won't regret it.
Just glitter squirrels doing our own thing. High in a tree where we can't come down is a thing that I don't like to say. Glitter squirrels. Glitter squirrels show. Every don't know about it, baby, don't you know?
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
You're listening to the radio.
We got a little treat for everybody at the end of the show. We're gonna do.
We're gonna attempt to rap some beatboxer. Yeah, if you would. He said beatboxer.
Beatboxer.
How you guys doing? Welcome to the Glitter Squirrel Podcast. We're doing actually old school radio today.
Yes, we are.
We don't need to look at nobody, and thank God, because yes. Last night we were in Huntington, and I look like hell.
Yeah. Well,
but I feel good. I'm actually having a beer, so I'm.
Yeah. And well, it. It was pretty cool.
It was a good time. Fun was had by all.
Yes, it was.
And it was nice to see...
People
in their faces. No coverings, all that stupid shit.
Yeah, no masks.
I guess old Fosse's got his ass in the ringer now. They're all coming to light with everything because they go, well, did it come from China? Well, maybe. I think it did now.
See, but tell me what sense this makes. If you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask.
Right. But,
yet, but if you're not vaccinated... We want you to wear a mask to protect the people that are immune to it because they've already got the vaccination.
Isn't it something?
Is this, what?
I know, man. I saw where Nancy Pelosi wanted to find all the people that were in one of the meetings recently, the GOP people or whatever, and they weren't, she's going to fine them $500 a piece because they weren't wearing their mask. And she's all chab, you know, she's all about covering up your face and being a weirdo. So you got that going on for you. But yeah, last week, I don't watch a lot of news anymore, but I just try to get tidbits.
Yeah.
And so Fosse's being grilled these days, and everyone's demanding answers now.
Yeah.
You know, like I said when it started, it was hard for me to buy into any of it. Yeah. I was like, how in the hell does something get off here in 2 weeks? It goes around the world. Now, I've flown around the world completely, literally.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big place.
Right.
So, I think that, you know, they talk about wet markets, and I think somebody really boobed up over there.
Yeah.
Or it could be, now here we go, conspiracy theory time. Man, he's waiting on the Gestapo to come knock on the door. What's there? No, it would be, what I find amazing, 2 weeks it goes around the world. And then they scrub the planet for a year. I mean, you know, people dying, and we all know people that died from it or had friends that had it, and
relatives that.
Relatives. The mother, my daughter Ashley, had it. She was in bad shape, but you know, chances are you're gonna come out of it. It's all groovy.
Didn't your daughter also have it?
I believe Ashley might have. You can't go ahead. Brian had that, and her husband.
And my oldest daughter Emily had it.
Yeah, see, and I think I might have had it. I just didn't go to the doctor. Yeah. I spent about a week. It was hard to breathe. It felt like a elephant was standing on me, and I slathered up with the old Vicks, man, and did Grandpa's remedies.
Mm-hmm.
That's bourbon, tea, and lemon for you upstarts that don't know what the hell we're talking about. Yeah, so anyway, that shit show's coming to a conclusion, and they're just really, I think they're just having a fun, a good time with, just whatever it was, man. I thought it was crap.
Well, the CDC said that people that were vaccinated didn't have to wear masks. You know what's funny about that whole situation?
What's that?
Nobody can ask you if you've been vaccinated.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
That's against your HIPAA.
Yeah, I identify as vaccinated.
Right.
I don't want to be a human experiment, man. And, God bless you guys that are getting to take care of business. Hey, man, hats off to you, but I just can't justify something that has that kind of survival rate. Because what's it going to be, months down the road when this runs in school? They're going to come up with some other shit show and keep people 6 feet apart and... Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
it's really definitely something we'll talk about 20 years from now when we're in the rest home, if we make it that far.
I hope they put us together.
Yeah, exactly. Glitter Squirrel Morgue. Live from the dead. They were killed by death.
Man.
Speaking of death, we've suffered some great losses here in the tri-state just in the last. It's been a hell of a month, ain't it?
Yep.
We lost Greg Brown. You guys don't know, he played with Aaron Smith probably over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I did numerous gigs with him. And then, of course, my good friend of 20 years, Warren Smith. They died about 2 days apart.
Mm-hmm.
Bass player extraordinaire, great guy and all that stuff.
One of the best bass players I've ever met.
Yeah, I mean, he's right up there with Stu Hams and Jocko's and, and his Chapman Stick stuff, so... big shout out to those guys wherever they're at today.
Yeah.
And it's been a hell of a month.
Yeah, it has.
I'm back at the Roadhouse, over there working, and I got some gigs. That's all that's been happening in the last month for how about yourself?
Well, I'm
any
now
wedding
the,
plans or
no, fuck that bullshit. Yeah, you won't hear Slim talking much about relationships because number one, every time I fucking talk about a chick on the show, for some reason, shit just snowballs downward.
Well, yeah, but we opted not to talk about the last one. Right. The one you date with some fitness guru?
Right.
Well, no, we can't. We're talking about it on the air. See, that's bullshit. Yeah. Stop right now.
Yeah.
Stop while you're ahead.
I'm actually still talking to the fitness girl.
That's great, man. That's very cool.
Yeah, the YMCA where she works.
Okay.
The executive director contacted me.
Okay, and this is the one right up here now.
Yeah.
You know, Sherry used to be a lifeguard there back in the day.
Really?
Yeah. She was actually doing a drill there, and one of her boobs fell out. No kidding. It's a true story, and she went on to save the person that was mock drowning, and that's going all in. That's dedication.
Wow.
So, anyway, God bless the lifeguards.
Anyway, so she's been a fitness instructor there for a long time.
Wow.
Like, I mean, 16 years or better.
Wow.
And
I don't know.
Chances are she probably
chances
does.
Are.
But anyway, so she's also a lifeguard out there. And because they asked her to do that.
Oh, there you go. That's very
so
cool.
So she passed all of her certifications. She's a lifeguard now. And she's also a rapper. And
a
she,
rapper?
Yes.
Did you say a rapper?
Yes.
Is this where the YMCA and all that ties in?
Yes.
The beat you want me to do?
Yes.
Or we're going to do here maybe
yes.
a little bit. We might.
We might roll it live on the air.
It might be the Memorial Day super special. God bless America, I think we're calling it.
Yeah.
Because everybody, you know what I feel bad for is everybody that went out and bought their charcoal and steaks and got everything going, cleaned up their pools, only so everybody could come over and cook inside and go ice skating.
Yeah, Mother Nature gave a big middle finger to anybody that had Memorial Day.
You know, like things were bad enough already.
Right?
Mother Nature has to rear its head and go, oh, by the way, in the mid-50s for you guys. I left the damn windows open in the kitchen like two nights ago.
Yeah.
And got up and it was snowing in the bedroom. And it was just like, oh,
of course,
my God.
You're exaggerating, I'm sure.
It was just flurries.
Right.
But yeah, it's ridiculously cold, man, for like, what is it? May 30th, right?
May
30th. May 30th.
And here we are, it's fucking 52 degrees.
Well, but you know what? It feels good in here. We're both in shorts, which is rare. Usually,
usually I'm the one showing up.
Right.
In shorts and a t-shirt it's 32 fucking degrees.
Minus 32. That one night, it was going to get warm. We had heat going and everything. It was like, forget about it.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. We go the distance here at the GSP, man.
Yeah, we did.
We're here for you.
Wow.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, you know what I was thinking?
What's that, Slim? I didn't know you thought about it much.
Right?
No.
We ought to get Bruce on this show. Brucey. Yeah,
Bruce Hendricks? You know he's working with? You know he's with
now? Yeah, Journey.
Dude, I know. Is this guy like got the best one ever?
He was like, I went from Walk This Way to Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, there you go.
And he
gets to work with all of our favorite. He was with Kiss. And I mean, his track record, he does a lot of tech work for our good buddy, Mr. Brett Tuggle. And if you're listening, Brett, how you doing, man?
Make Brett work hard.
Yeah, make Bruce work hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he texts, so Brett Tuggle, he's usually in the mix if Bruce is somewhere to be hanging out.
Yeah.
But maybe he's right there with Jonathan Cain or whatever doing that thing. But anyway, Bruce, my God, way to go.
We need to get him on the show.
We do. We should get him and Neil Schon.
Call him up.
Last time I did that, he called me. I told you, he called me on my birthday.
And
there was some dude back there. He's like... He's like doing this kind of thing, and he was like, "Hey, man, happy birthday!" I was like, "What are you doing?" "Oh, I'm just sitting here with what's his name? Guy who played with Fleetwood Mac,
Lindsey Buckingham."
Yeah, Lindsey Buckingham. And he's like, and he goes, happy birthday, John! And I thought I was just going to die on the spot. I was like, really, in all my life and everything that happens. And there's a lot of cool shit that
Lindsey Buckingham was the ultimate, he was the ultimate asshole, guy.
According to Stevie Nicks, the ultimate prick.
And well, he was the ultimate guy that taught people how to eat crow in a band.
Pretty much. Pretty much, man. I mean, what are you going to do? He's Lindsey Buckingham.
Right.
I once worked with a guy, Portsmouth did pretty good back in the day, and he ended up going out there. Jeff Bridges, all them guys were all hanging out trying to do their thing.
Yeah.
And Boyd was roommates with Lindsey Buckingham, and he just had started working with, it was Buckingham and Nicks.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed with me for a while on a four bowl. He whipped out an old ass tape. You know, an unpressed record of Buckingham and X that he gave him. And there's like pictures of him hanging out in the apartment. And just he was on tour with him during Rumors.
Yeah.
And he talked about, you know, the cocaine and how just radical it was.
Wow.
So Boyd Williams saw a lot of living back then. And he's awesome.
Right.
Yeah, Boyd is probably the blackest white guy you'll ever meet.
We should definitely get a guest on the show.
Yeah, we should. Just pep it up a notch, man. I'd like to get a... I'm just trying to think of somebody that... I call Brad Atkins, pipe him in, man.
Speaking of Brad Atkins...
Yeah, you've seen him recently.
Yeah. For those that don't know, here's the situation. And I don't know if she ever got her shirt. I hope she did. But there was some issues. She ordered a shirt off of our merch site, and they never sent it to her.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah. That makes us look like chumps.
Right? It makes us look like shit.
Dickhead.
So I'm gonna end up ordering one and getting it for her. I'm gonna ask her what size it was.
Yeah, because I gotta get Joseph Lowe, a guy I worked with forever. He every day like, hey, I got a shirt. But yeah, I probably need to grab a couple myself.
But I made a deal with everybody for the first person that was to buy merch from our merch store.
Right.
I would hook them up with not only would they have the merch, but we would do a live show from wherever they requested.
That would be fun, though, right?
Right.
I mean, it depends. Now, I can't go to Myrtle Beach tomorrow.
No. Well, the first person bought merch, her name is Shamra.
Shamra.
And she works with me at Smoketime Sam's.
And Smoketime, getting a little plug this evening there for you.
Yeah.
That's good. Go to Smoketime Sam's and see Slim.
Yeah. Go to Smoketime Sam's, come gamble with Slim, and lose your mortgage.
Yeah. I don't know. Sell, get on eBay, whatever it takes.
So basically I made that deal, and I asked Shamra, I said, you know, where would you like me to do it? And she was like, well, how about here?
That'd be
and
fun. Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, let me talk to Linda, and you know, Linda's our boss, and I was like, let me talk to Linda and see, you know, what's going on, and I asked Linda, I was like, you know, would you care if me and my podcast buddy come down here on one of my days off and
he's
did
a real
podcast.
Asshole, but he's okay once you get to
the and room. She was like, no, I wouldn't care at all.
Awesome.
Well, then, over the course of like 2 months, it's been the fucking four-pole reunion. Out there at Smoketime Sam's, dude.
See, there you go.
Fucking Sean, who had Shelby the racist dog.
Yeah, yeah.
He comes in all the time.
You can find that if you dig back in our archives. You
very first episode.
Oh, my.
Very first episode.
Yeah,
that
would be, yeah. Token Hillbilly.
Yep. And let's see. So after Sean starts coming in regular.
That's wild.
And I get regular, you know, visits from him. All of a sudden, dude, one day I come to the window and I open it up and there is a very white-headed Brad Atkins.
God, I know, man. Let's get aged hard.
Dude.
He was involved in a lot of nonsense for a long time.
Yeah. But
it catches up with you, Brad.
But I talked to old Brad.
Awesome.
And I was like, hey, Brad. I was like, John and I are actually going to do a live show from this location.
And there you go.
And I was like, man, I said, you ought to roll by with your guitar.
Yeah.
And he was like, I said, we've been trying to get you on the fucking show for 11 years.
He moved for a while. I think he was down Myrtle Beach. He went back to Nashville for a while. You know, he's got a lot of ties with Jason Aldean. I don't know if you know his story. Do you know a lot about
No.
Brad?
No.
Okay, years ago when I moved to Four Pole after I went full circle being a rock and roller and MTV and all that crap, settled down on the pole, which we all have come to love and miss.
Mm-hmm.
these people show up, and 60 Minutes was coming to do a special on him.
Yeah.
He was getting out of high school, and he got signed with Warner Chappell.
Wow.
Jason Aldean was his writing partner.
Right.
What was that? It's like a mouse on a moped.
It's a dinner table boom-boom.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tight. But they came over. I was going to do some gigs.
Well, thank God it didn't go.
That's like the joke. I'll tell you that. That's a bad joke of the day coming up. So stick around for that. Brad was 60 Minutes was coming. He's going to do a story on this young prodigy songwriter.
Yeah.
And I have some of those cassette tapes here from Will Chappell, Jason Aldean. And, you know, Brad went on to do whatever, and, you know, typical story, a lot of money, a young kid. He got involved in nonsense down there.
Yeah.
And Jason went on, you know, to get a deal. And Brad would actually come over several years ago, and he would get on the computer, and Jason Aldean actually gave him a credit, you know, on one of his tunes and stuff, give him some cash going and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting story about Brad. He he's very young, and a Nashville machine can chew you up and spit you out. You know. So anyway, but that's a little bit about Brad. He's a great guy, and he was one of the guys that would come over to the poll, like Jesse. He's on Facebook now. Jesse, or he was the kid that would, he was like the kid on the dirt bike from Bad News Bears, and Brian was young, and Jesse would come over and play guitar, and he was cute and young, you know. No shirt, you know, and he, and Jesse Fishman's went on to do some really, really cool stuff. Check that guy out, man. Another guy from the poll when we were all hanging around. Roger's gone now, of course.
Yeah.
Only a good 15-year span of the Kiss Museum Studio / let's build a fire and do some drinking. Good times. But anyway,
where the Glitter Squirrels first started.
Yeah, pretty much. It was hatched right out of there.
Yep.
And we've had stories. People's lost shoes and glasses.
Bands that never graduated out of your band room.
Yeah, some came together and never made it out. The Doms.
The Doms.
The Dirty Old Men. Dirty Old Bastards, whatever.
Dirty Old Men.
Always thought it'd be cool to have a band called the Grateful Dudes.
The Grateful Dudes.
And use that font. You know, the whole thing, yeah. So if you steal that name, you heard that here first. But that's a little bit of information. Brad is just a great guy and a great little singer.
But yeah, Brad was like, I'll bring my guitar down and come sit in on your old show.
Is he back out there? His folks used to live out that way.
Yeah, I think his folks aren't doing real good.
Yeah, his, you know, they lost a brother about 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And poor guy, you know, he put this guy in a gurney. He was having problems, no one would deal with him, and basically filled up a fluid and passed away. And that really wrecked that family. I mean, and you can see the dad. You know, I'd seen him at Rich Oil a few years ago. I saw Mr. Atkins there, and I mean, it just you could tell, man. It's definitely kicked their ass.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, it's understandable on every level.
Yeah.
But yeah, so. Oh, bad joke of the day.
Bad joke of the day.
What is the bad joke of the day, Slim?
I don't know. I went, and you were like, that reminds me of a bad joke.
Bad joke of the day. Bad joke. It's bad chord and joke of the day. because you ripped one. It went, ring. It's kind of like that. So, do we want an offensive bad joke of the day?
Sure.
Because we offend everybody.
We offend everybody.
So, there's a couple of gay guys, and they're standing around. Pass gas. The one guy goes, poof. And the other guy goes, wow. And he rips one and goes, poof. The other guy goes, rant. And they went, virgin. Okay, there you go. That should be just the worstest, hideousest jokes of the days.
Oh, goodness.
And the Chinese's is.
So, you're putting together a band, aren't you?
I am. I've handpicked some. I've crafted some dudes that really are not hung up on
egos.
Ego and just some down to earth people. We got Neil Curry out of Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
And he attended the St. Louis Blues kind of thing. But, you know, he's a great guy. He's educated and he's a fun guy.
Yeah.
And he don't come with a bunch of luggage. That's another great thing about this band. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a stable life. So the Funkin' Rock Band.
The Funkin' Rock Band.
The Funkin' Rock Band.
Okay.
And I've got Tommy Witt, who I've known since 7th grade.
Yeah, I remember
We've
Tommy.
Done shows up in Dayton. So we got that coming together. We're trying to find, you know, we've got several bass players we're going to talk to. So that's going to be getting underway very soon.
Mm.
And
who's your singer?
Stacey Lawson's in there.
What?
Yeah, Stacey Lawson.
Hi, Stacey.
Hi, Stacey. So she's doing that. And actually, I think I played with Stacey for a long time when she did her first album before they became Under Social. Right. And one of the songs was featured on Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Hmm.
I think it was episode 88 or something. Because we were all excited, and it came on, and we were on the phone. We were like, oh, my God, Stacey, it was there. And so that's cool. So I got Stacey and Tommy and Neil Curry, myself. And that's going to be the Funkin' Rock Band. We're gonna do songs kind of just stuff you forgot you liked, really. And that's all I got to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that,
Jenny. Bands are like shit.
Well, I'm managing a band now.
That's right. You got some boys out in Wayne.
Yep, some boys out in OW.
Who are them boys out in OW? I couldn't tell you.
Well, my drummer's a Hall. Imagine that.
I know Timmy.
Timmy Hall.
Yep, them Hall boys.
My drummer is a Hall. Let's see. My bass player is Tom Devaney.
Tom Devaney.
He played in some bands years ago. My guitar player is John Stepp.
John Stepp.
And John's dad used to be the chief of police for Gay. And I'm going to tell you
what.
And
that never hurts knowing people like that.
Right.
Especially out OW. Al Wayne.
Al Wayne.
I got some friends from Al Wayne.
Paraphrase
or something.
John, dude, this guy can fucking shred. I mean,
what kind of music they focus on?
The Southern rock, country, and classic rock.
There you go, man. That's good. That's a good mix.
Mm-hmm. And they but John can shred. He's just ridiculous, man. This dude showed up to fucking practice with a Gibson Les Paul. Like, who does that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I expect
a guy that's concerned about tone.
Right? But
staying in tune, perhaps. That's a good one. Just throwing that out there. But,
it just blew my mind, man, because, like, most guys, when you see them, they come to practice, they bust out, like, a Checker Jackson or something,
Hondo, too.
Yeah.
Siegel.
Or a First Act.
It's Walmart, isn't it? First Act.
No, you can't buy guitar shit at Walmart no more.
They had it going on. Well,
we got a little bit of feedback.
Oh, yeah?
Just a little bit.
Oh, hey.
I'm hearing it a little bit.
There we go.
There we go. All
right, yeah, hey.
Now we got it under control.
It's under birth control.
But anyway, yeah, so, when he showed up to practice with the Gibson Les Paul, I was like, man, this guy's serious.
Ain't fucking around.
You know, he's not fucking around.
He's not here to knit.
Right. He's not here to learn about vaginal knitting.
Exactly. He's got time for that.
Well, did you know that vaginal knitting is actually a thing?
I mean, really, see? That's why our show is
Hold
fun,
on.
Because we're going to tune you into, oh, hell no. We even got a clip of this, huh?
Uh-huh.
I'll be damned. This ought to be good. Yeah, mm-hmm. Usually if what'd you call this?
Vaginal knitting.
Ladies and gentlemen, GSP proudly presents vaginal knitting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, look at this. I'm vaginal fungal infection. Is that a new band? It's punk rock band out of Cleveland. Penile knitting. What the holy...
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's a thing. Well, yeah. I missed this whole thing. Boy, it sucks to be old and unhip. I mean, hey, you don't mind a little penile knitting every now and then.
Right.
Vaginal. Guys, if you go to YouTube, we're looking at it right here in front of us.
Vaginal knitting.
You can pull up vaginal knitting. Now, I'm
11 million views.
11 million
views. It's an art that takes many forms, from detailed oil painting to a vagina carved out of soap. But just a warning for the squeamish or the easily
offended.
And, yeah. No, I don't know. And then penile knitting.
Penile, go ahead.
It's got 74,000 views.
74,000
views. And it says, this is our answer to the insanely awesome vaginal knitting lady from Australia.
Oh, my.
So, yeah.
So, what, we give you, is there a little commentary right here on this?
There is somewhere, but YouTube's being.
Anyway, go check it out.
YouTube's being ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Audio. So. Yeah, well, anyway, you can go check that out on YouTube, and that's vaginal knitting.
Vaginal knitting and penile knitting.
And penile. Mm-hmm. Who the hell says penile?
Apparently people that knit.
That's why the best flippin' answer ever. That's great. My goodness.
Isn't that what the jail system's called, the penile system?
That's what I thought.
Or maybe it's penal. Penal. Yeah.
Maybe there's a reason for that.
I mean, penile, if you're a guy penal, and you go to jail.
It's the same guy. It's like...
If you go to jail, you're getting rammed by a penis. So
yeah, you're.
It would make sense that it would be called the penile system.
Yeah, well,
or the penile system.
You might put you in a penal. Who the hell comes up with it? You can't make that up.
All right.
Found some interesting pictures the other day. I thought you might find this one good. Look at these drag queens.
Wow.
The glam rock days, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's priceless.
That's
a year on that?
Man.
Yeah, 80. Yeah, these are funny. Oh, here's a rare shot of the Nasty Rumor Gays.
What?
Yeah, there's James Beam.
We need to
skinny ass back there, all hopped up.
We need to put this on our Facebook page, bro.
Lord, look at that, man.
Yeah, we need to put this on our Facebook
actually the ranch
page.
In Salem, Oregon, is where it was taken. Or this might have been... No, it's Salem, and I'll tell you why. I've spoke about the story where we used to wear Aquanet, you know, stick our hair up like this guy back here.
Yeah.
And I tell the story about the park hands almost catching my hair on fire and smoking.
What? You got to tell that story.
Yeah, see
bro.
How close these park hands are right here
uh-huh.
to my hair?
Uh-huh.
And see how that one's fanned over that way now?
Yeah.
And that one's kind of up and over. I was playing when we started, and they were kind of focused in on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had so much Aquanet, man. It was like plastic melting. It was But there's a picture that actually backs up that story right
wow.
there. We'll show that to you later. That's going to be
exclusive. Yeah, we'll put
exclusive.
It on our Facebook.
But this one, Jesus.
We'll put it on the GSP fan page.
I got ones like Jeff Tate and Phyllis Diller. oh, good times,
goodness.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, good you can find all kinds of crazy stuff in here if you look hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look at those snakes.
So we're getting
That's
new digs.
That's my first condom.
We're getting new digs, aren't we?
You know, oddly enough, yeah.
Gigs, we're getting ready to be in a cedar room.
Dennis Smith's having a hootenanny at his farm, 60 acres, right out here off the
when's that
whatever
happening?
Parkway. Next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
I might, I'm going to have to look into that because I have my granddaughter's birthday to go to in Springfield, Ohio.
Wow, Grandpa.
She's 2 years old. Yes, indeed.
Grandpa John.
So shout out to Remy and Ashley. And the Hubs, great people.
Yeah.
Shane's a good guy. I mean, because he likes The Who and Iron Maiden, so we got along great, you know.
Right.
So, anyway. So
that's when you're like, you are the perfect son-in-law.
Yeah, you know, he's almost my age, or my age, Sherry's age.
Wow.
And Ashley's, you know, her 30s. But hey, man, he's just a great guy. He's got shit together and... You know,
that's always important
it
in
is,
the son-in-law.
You know, yeah, when you go and he goes, hey, in the garage, I got a... 73 Stingray on nice conditions. Like
what?
Right? Yeah, man. He's got
the fuck?
He's got a fat Corvette. Man.
Wow, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, anyway, might have that going on. But, yeah, getting some gigs with Dennis Smith. Last night was a hootenanny from hell.
Yeah. Last night.
A lot of beer and shots going to the stage.
You can catch that on our YouTube.
What?
No, you can catch that show on our YouTube.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was there. We actually just went live. You can get a couple hours of shenanigans out of that one.
Three hours.
Slim went around and was a social butterfly and just plopped the old blue down there and turned the computer around and let her rip.
Yep. Sure did.
It was fun. Good time.
Man, I Dennis and Tony and the other guy, they didn't expect
that's
it.
That's Barry Mock, man.
Yeah.
He's a local boy. He lives right around the corner.
Yeah.
Big old guy. What is he, like 6'6"? Big dude.
Yeah. Is he the guy that just joined the GSP fam community?
Hmm?
I think he...
Probably.
He just joined today.
He probably did. Barry Mock.
You
know,
yeah.
M-A-U-K.
Yeah, it told me that we had a new member, too.
Cool, that's probably him. Yeah, great welcome. Group of guys, man. And he just booked up a bunch of shows at Bobby G's. So, hey, if you want to hang out in the West End with our crazy asses. I got that. I got some gigs with Dustin Burchett. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's nominated for a Kentucky some kind of... Best songwriter.
Right.
Award. Brad Harden's in there.
Mm.
Brad's busy. He's got some great shows coming up.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I'm staying busy without being busy.
Yeah.
But the last month, like I said, we've dealt with a couple close friends dying and, you know, just stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, they call it life. That's life.
For sure. I think I hear Good Neighbor John coming in the door.
Who?
Good Neighbor John.
Good Neighbor John. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got the door locked. So
I heard him. On it. But I heard him.
Is he knocking?
I think. No, he didn't knock. He just tried to open it or something.
Yeah, Good Neighbor John, he'd just be... Yeah, we're actually just broadcasting today. We're going to do our audio thing up and no green screen. This is like old school back when we started.
Yeah.
Just a couple guys bitching and moaning.
Bitching and moaning.
And calling people at random. Hey, are you naked?
There's a knock.
Go let him in. Ladies and gentlemen, Pabst Blue Ribbon proudly presents... Good Neighbor John is about to enter the studio. Good Neighbor John. Is it Good Neighbor John?
It's Good Neighbor John.
Good Neighbor John's in the house, ladies. He bears gifts. Here, I got your chair, man, right here.
Got one over there? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I got your same old chair that usually, we'll just put you right here in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be the middle guy.
I'll be the middle man.
Yeah, how'd your day go?
We're going old school today. We're not okay.
Yeah, we're actually just broadcasting, but they definitely hear you.
Okay, cool.
You know Good Neighbor John. You've seen him. He's usually the floating head.
I'm usually the floating head. Today, I'll be like the embodied.
Today, you'll just be hanging out with us losers.
I bring us.
All those guys.
I bring us shine.
Oh my! See, Good Neighbor John, I'm gonna put this right over here.
Get bring right the shine and beers if you're willing to.
You know what? I got a couple. I tell you, it was such a hootenanny last night. Good Neighbor John,
I'm sorry we missed your
local vintage Native American.
That's it. Vintage. I'm almost 60, so yeah.
Yeah, we went and picked up a picnic table yesterday.
Oh, that was cool.
That's great. So we got all that going on.
Hell yeah.
But what was I saying? Because I got into the devil's spinach earlier.
Did you?
I got stoned and I missed it.
No, yeah, I must have. I must have missed it by a mile. Bobby G's last night was bumping.
In case you missed it, it is on our YouTube.
That should be a segment of our show. Yeah. Just rewind an old episode.
I was doing some buttering up and a well-deserved time off.
Let me tell you what John Orta did last night. He got the fiancé.
Yeah.
And went down here to the, what is that?
The Delta Marriott.
The Delta Marriott. It's a big fat. Nice.
No, you probably saw my buddy Mike Nelson down there.
And you got all shacked up for the night. You did the love fest.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Nice view, by
got
the
a,
way.
Got a balcony room.
So you go out and smoke on the deck.
Yes.
There you go. It always works out. Yeah, I told you wrong. That one we went to, that's a $200 night gig.
It was about the same.
But you can smoke in the damn room.
Yeah, we went outside and we had dinner at the Winchester.
I feel like Chuck Wallery, who's a Ashland native. So, would you like to go on another date? Because we'll pay for it and we'll be back in two or two with Good Neighbor John. went over good.
Oh, so damn.
This was like, shit. Well, we got there and
that was good.
It got so fun that at one point we were so drunk that we bungee jumped off the 15th floor.
We were enjoying beverages and
oh, you're doing ambience. More beverages.
Yeah, that too, but.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, we had a great time.
What's that sound?
Washing machine.
Furnace. Like, I forgot it's May and people got their heaters on. Yeah. I thought I was taxiing off there for a minute. The engines were warming up.
Afterburners.
Pretty much. That's what we felt like when we got up. Ain't nothing like a little hair of the dog on the air right there.
There you go.
This is brought to you by this clear stuff in this weird jar. I sound like Nick Nolte when I got up, man.
Yeah.
People were bringing shots and stuff. I mean, it was, Gans. Call for help now. One of the worst shout out in a movie. So generic. That one segment of that movie. What is that movie?
48 Hours.
But when the hotel's being all shot up, I think Nick Nolte's worst. I mean, he's a great actor, but he turns around and is so almost overplayed. He goes, call for help now. And that's it. It's kind of a little dead air. It's just,
awkward,
man.
Have you watched the history of swear words on Netflix?
Mm-mm.
It's got Nicolas Cage, dude. The first episode is called Fuck.
Oh, my.
And it's got Nicolas Cage. It's got Nicolas Cage. And it's got Nicolas Cage in it. That's the first thing that he does. As soon as they cut the camera on him, it is Nicolas Cage standing on screen going, "Fuck!"
Oh my God. Was he not happy with the take?
No, he was. He loved it, but it was the history of swear words, and he's the host.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, me and Sherry saw it on there, and we never actually watched it. Have you seen this new one? It's advertised on, like, I don't know if it's Entertainment Network or something, but the show is actually called Jeff or somebody, some dude's name, Can Go Fuck Himself.
No, I never heard
that's
of that.
The name of the series, folks. That's where we're at nowadays.
Wow. Damn.
Serious. That's the name of the show. It's like Chuck or Larry or something Can Go Fuck Himself.
Wow.
And we were like, wow. I guess she's in a bad relationship.
Pretty
There's
intense.
A new one to base a series out of, I guess. But I guess the guy's a real pecker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, yeah, last night the festivities were quite festive.
I'm sorry we missed it, bro.
Oh,
when's the next one?
I don't know.
Dennis, whenever you go to YouTube and watch it on the Glitter Squirrels page.
Yeah. Well, I'll do that too, but you know,
yeah, I talked to Dennis.
Live show.
He just booked up several shows over there. So.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, cool. I'm, like I said, John, it'll be like John the Drumming Lord. Because, I'm all over the place. So,
yeah.
So I got him and some Dustin things. I mean, like I said, I'm staying busy without staying busy.
The Glitter Squirrels podcast with DJ Slim and John the Drum Prostitute.
There you go. That's right. Sex drums.
John the Drum Slut.
The Drum Slut.
Sex, drums, and rock and roll.
There you go.
Mm, boy.
Aren't you glad you don't have to do coke in your own bathroom anymore?
Absolutely.
Damn.
Yeah.
And if he is, he's not sharing.
Yeah.
And what is that? And oh.
Because doing coke in your own bathroom, you're like, honey, we're out of toilet paper.
Where's the roll? That'd be like a Richard Pryor line.
Oh, what is it?
I never liked cocaine. I just liked the way it smelled.
Damn.
Try coke once.
I did too.
Tried coke once and I couldn't get the ice cream.
I got offered it. I got offered it on the RV of Boba Flex.
Oh, Devil's Dandruff.
Yeah. And they were like, hey, Slim, man, you want a bump of cocaine? I'm like, y'all trying to kill my fat ass? I had a cop one time. In 2011, man, I got arrested for driving on suspended.
You did?
Yes.
You've been in trouble.
Yeah.
With the law.
Yes, I've been in trouble with
He's
the law.
He's a hard criminal. Yeah.
But in 2011, I got in trouble for driving on suspended. They ran my tags. They saw that I had a suspended license, and they waited for me to get off work and drive down 4th Avenue. I didn't make it 2 blocks from the radio station.
Damn.
Got pulled over by the West Virginia State Police. Yeah.
They were like doing the vulture thing on you. Shit.
Right?
That's kind of wrong.
So... I pull over, and the one cop is handcuffing me.
Oh, hell no.
And, they had to use 2 pairs of handcuffs because I'm a fat bastard. And so, anyway...
Why do they call you Slim?
As the cop is putting the second pair of handcuffs on me, the other cop comes up to me and goes, you like your fucking pills, buddy? You like your heroin? And I looked at him, and I was like... Have you ever seen a fat heroin addict?
And I got teeth.
He in the wrong end of town.
Right?
When they put the other handcuffs on, I said, what kind of kinky shit are you cops into here? What happens when money stays on?
Well, I was kind of nervous. You know,
it was my first time.
Well, getting arrested.
I got a speeding ticket 2 weeks ago going through South Point. I was doing like 80.
Oh, wow. That's not the place to
but
do
I was,
that, dude.
I was passing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
At 80?
Yeah, I was trying to. And I was pissed off because they were going so slow. So I was like, I passed him. And then the young buck, he couldn't have been 25.
Oh, God. Someone's the same guy. Did he have braces?
No,
serious. Me and Sherry got pulled over by a noob, and there was a light out around the license plate. One was out, like the other. And this guy pulls over, and it was like, "Mom and Dad, are you on a field trip? What's going on?" And he starts with he does everything but that, and it goes from, this number that, and then there's another car company involved. Went from that, and then he actually looks at me at one point, and goes, "What kind of car do you drive, sir?" And then he's like, "I smell alcohol in here." And Sherry's like, "Well, that's it's John the prostitute drummer." And so anyway, so they actually take her out, and she gets to do the gymnastics thing.
Oh, shit.
Gets her back in, and then he can't find nothing else. Now, you know, here's the problem. I didn't call in. I wasn't a dick or nothing, but he was so young, and everything he was trying to come up with was just a turd. But then he lets us go. He don't even write a warning ticket or nothing. No. Because they have to, some sort of citation.
Yeah. Some sort
and he
of
goes,
court.
Well, he goes, that light, you got two lights around your tag at night. One of them was out. I'll be damned if that was his thing. But he no ticket, no nothing, no nothing. He just, whatever. Now, here's what's funny. With the Speedway, and I got the trunk, I had my gear back there. I lift it up. I put some stuff in the back of the car. I shut the tailgate, and I'll be damn both.
It didn't come on. Oh,
fuck. Here's this little turd, man. He's like, braces and shit. I'm like, oh, my God.
This boy, when's the last time you had a ticket? I says, you know what? Longer than you've been alive.
Oh, shit. Wrong answer, John.
No. I was smiling at him. I had my mask on, because I had beer on me bad. Oh, so I put my mask on. It's
cough drop.
Yeah, last time I had a ticket, it's been longer than you alive there, son. It's okay, you know. Oh, do what you got to do. It's okay. Well, I'm going to write you a ticket. He wrote me $65 and a $55.
That's cool.
No, that's $141.
Nice.
Yeah, that's not too bad. It's better than what it would have been if it was $80 and $55.
Yeah, I would have got nailed. I would have got hurt. Mm. And I don't think my insurance is going to be affected by this.
Yeah, probably not. Have you ever had any other shit?
No, I haven't. I've
never had
it. It's been 25 years.
I got pulled over on my way to Lauderdale to go do some gigs with Danny Nova.
I did
and they held me for 40 minutes trying to figure out who the hell I was because my age and I never had a record. And they just found out, like,
right.
He's like, you're 40-some years old. You've never been in any trouble. I'm like, no, sir. Is that a bad thing?
Yeah.
Well, you seem a little fidgety. You see, I'm like, no shit. Byron Coffee told the kids goodbye. See him in a month. And it's been a long day, bro.
No.
Now, I knew in my car we had a couple of illegal things. Have you ever heard this story about me and Chris's when we took off?
No,
this ought to be fun.
Yeah, it's time for a segment of You Can't Make This Up. Another road story. Several years ago, I met a guy named Danny Nova. He was touring an album called Crushing the Stone. And one song on there was pretty cool. We got up there with, like, Coldplay and some of them bands. Anyway, we go up to New York. We audition. And we get the gig, so he goes on down, he takes a tour bus down there and gets a nice place set up by the Hollywood Casino where Anna Nicole Smith would die, where one of the bodyguards on the tour would actually take us to that room on the first day and said, she died in this room right here.
Damn.
Wow. Anyway, we're heading down there and we get over the hill in Virginia, we're in the Aztec, packed full of gear, me and Chris. And you know when you come off the, finally out of West Virginia and drop down into that first little shit town, Virginia, it's like Colgrove.
Wittsville.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, my.
Ain't been
this
that
guy's
far,
on the thing, and we drive by him, and, you know, got a fatty going and all that. And next thing I know, man, he comes out of there.
Yeah.
And he comes up beside us and hits the lights and looks at me and tells me to pull over. I'm like, damn, Chris, put that out. Cut apart. Get this place straightened out.
Throw it out the window. Whatever.
He pulls us over, man, and it's all cool by then, you know. And so it's me and Chris, and we got this story. Now, I know we have a 9mm in there, and I know we got a sack of grass. Because, hey, we'll be gone a while. We don't know.
Right.
We don't know about Lauderdale.
Right.
And he asked me all these questions. I'm like, no, man. There's nothing in my car. He said, we can open up the back, and you can search my car. It's nothing but music gear and drums. He said, you give me permission to search your vehicle, sir? These little southern gents. And I was like, yes, sir. And then he gets on his radio up here and he goes, you still busy down there with K-9? And my ass. You can put a needle in it with an air hammer. I'm like, oh, man, we're so fucked. We're not even made to the scene yet. And then he goes, you stay right here. I'm like, I'm going to go somewhere. I mean, right. These fat crews are looking in the cameras filming me. He goes over to, and he's talking to Chris, and he takes a knee. And after a couple minutes with Chris, you know Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Good buddy
Chris Elkins.
Yeah, there you go. Throw him out of their bus now.
Yeah, why not?
He's talking to him, and I see the cop just shake his head and kind of start laughing. And I'm like, what the F is this about? He comes back, he gets in the cruiser, and he starts asking the questions. And Chris had really told him, I said, you know, we're going down to Fort Lauderdale, we're going to play music, we're going on a tour, blah, blah, blah. And he was asking Chris what we were doing, and Chris really told him the same thing I did. So he knew right away there was no monkey business, because two pill heads. That's back when the pill mills were going to. I'm thinking, man, I'm in an Aztec with a West Virginia tag. We're getting fucked. And anyway, he starts laughing. He comes back, and Chris had told him, when we got in the car, finally got the hell out of there. And I'll tell you what this came down to, and I did file a report on this dick. He told him the same story I did. That guy just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So, in hall around a few minutes, he lets us go, and he goes, the reason I'm, this is great, and I have this on my video phone camera, he goes, the reason I pulled you over, this is what this dumbass tells me. The reason I pulled you over, you know that border around your license plate that says TTMV, Toyota Manufacturing?
Mm-hmm.
He said, those are illegal in our state.
Oh, horseshit.
I'm thinking, now you're telling me every son of a bitch that comes through here from wherever, yeah, they're going to get pulled over because they have bought it, Joe Bob's for, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I pull over to the first gas station, I rip it fucking off, you know, because I'm like, really? You know, I'm going through here because, you know, whatever. Yeah. But and then I'm all these cars are passing me and they got the state tag Virginia whatever on them, and they all got borders and shit on them. So basically, the guy just looked at me and saw long hair blowing out the window,
yeah,
and whatever, and thought, oh, you know, hippies, man. Yeah. We got Cheech and Chong. We're going for the big one. And also ended up and we made it out of there. We got to Florida and we had a great time. But for 45 minutes, man. But I was nervous. It was funny because you appear to be a little nervous, son. Jesus Christ.
You appear to be a little nervous, son.
There's an unregistered firearm and a fucking ounce of weed in my car. Numbnuts. Really? Yeah, so.
That's
one of my tales from the crypt, and so that actually happened.
So Junior wrote me a ticket for, you know, 65 and 55. Right, so
you got to watch your ass.
I did. I paid that. And then the next week.
Did you get a good receipt and put it in your car?
No, I paid it online.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, get a receipt, man. I did that shit in Colgrove.
I took a snapshot of it and everything.
Yeah, he said, you want to copy this? I said, yeah, I'm going to keep it in my car because I don't want to be in Florida somewhere and some dude ring me up and say, you got an outstanding ticket in Colgrove, Ohio for $171.
Last week, there was a crash.
Receipt, man.
Did you guys hear about the crash on the bridge that killed like two people?
Was this just a few days ago?
Yeah.
This was horrible because I was going to work and I saw the ambulance. I was going through there.
I was trying to get a Huntington. It was like a hit-on crash.
Good Lord, on the bridge?
Yeah. It's on the one with no divider in it. Six feet?
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're backed up, and I'm going, fuck. Okay, so I'm sitting there, and I'm waiting to get on, and I'm looking at my phone, and I look up, and there's no cars in front of me, so I was like, oh, fuck. So I punched to get through the intersection, and there's a fire engine blocking off the bridge. I punch it off. I'm going, like, 35, 40. Zoom, crossed it. Next thing you know, fucking another fucking Ohio pulls me over, lights. Bam. And this kid was about the same age as the other one.
What are they doing over there?
What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck? What? You got road rage? What? You got license? You got insurance? I handed him all my shit.
I just went through puberty and I thought I'd pull you over.
I said, man, I was just trying to get through the intersection because I had the road blocked. I didn't want to stop everybody up. He goes, you know what? I'll write you a $1,000 ticket right now.
God, he got all shitty.
Oh, it's fucking upstart.
You should have went, hey, man, you don't need to be an angry bird. Got all zen on.
And then he was a boy of color.
All weirded out.
You know, he was at least part black, buddy. You know. And I was going, come on, man. Okay, what do you need? He says, give me license registration right now and proof of insurance.
Just getting shitty, huh?
Yeah, oh, God, he was insane. Man. Rage.
Yeah, he's new.
He was more he was raged more than me, right? I wasn't even raged. So
you're Native
okay.
American, John. Don't you know there's a big push on us fucking different skinned people right now? It's all because cops are dickheads.
But this guy was
black.
He
was a dickhead.
Oh, fuck. Hell no! He was! But the boy had to be like 23. He's black.
You guys have a problem?
And it was like he had a jury curl. It was like,
his hand better than yours? Yeah. What happened there, John?
So it's okay, because I handed my proof of insurance, but you know it's from fucking February because I've been paying it online.
Right.
So if I can, I have the app.
Oh,
bang.
You took the payment option on the ticket. Yeah. Hell
so
yeah.
So I could hit the app and show them, okay, it's paid for.
Right.
I says, this is old. I says, I have the app. I'll show it to you right now. Well, he didn't want to wait around for that. He goes, you know what? Just slow it down. Fucking threw my shit on the dash and walked away.
Golly, man. They're going through a lot of shit right now, man. Them poor guys are walking on eggshells.
This kid was 25, maybe. Yeah, like the other boy.
Yeah, it's like looking at your son all
kids,
almost.
It's like,
that last
God,
guy pulled us over coming from a gig, man.
Boy, you know what? Here, let me
Oh, just because it's 2 in the morning, I must be loaded.
It was 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It was the evening. It was like, you know,
that's
here,
crazy.
Let me. Here, your breath smells like Similac. Let me wipe your chin. You know?
Oh, my God.
Fuck, it was like that.
What is that? I'll tell you got to watch some Hanging Rock guys down there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the one guy.
I heard about them.
A couple guys. Oh, yeah. You ever go to the laid back, man? Go through Ironton. And don't go up 52. Because they sit right there.
Oh, they'll wait on your ass.
They say, just set it right there. That's fine. These guys set. There's a stop sign, a little like three-way right there.
Mm-hmm.
When you come out of the way back.
Yeah.
And they set right there. Oh, they set right there at the stop sign. You're looking right at them.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, heaven forbid. Oh, man, heaven forbid I work my ass off to pay for people who don't want to work. And I've gotten every drink. Absolutely.
I left mine in the house.
I ain't worried about that.
They Thank you, bro.
You got to quit making them. Yeah, so you really got to watch your ass, because they have a lot of fun stuff over there in the summer. It's a great place. It's on the
I've been there.
Yeah, the Layback Rock.
I went over there with Lee McCormick. You remember Lee McCormick?
Yeah, I remember Lee. Was like kicking it around, doing pretty good. I don't know what happened to him.
Well, they dropped off because...
Shit happens.
Well, I could tell you a story. Anyway,
oh, sure.
But...
Feel better, Slime?
Oh, much.
And
much
here it goes, better. You know, so... We went up there, me, Lee, and his girlfriend, and Mike's wife, you know, we're all sitting there.
Good Neighbor John.
Good Neighbor John was throwing cornhole. They had a cornhole board. This is when it first started, right? Years ago.
Okay, I just got that almost confused, and Slim had a confusing look on his face when he
said that. So they had a cornhole.
The sport cornhole, not to be confused with. Well, that was not to be confused with.
That's president. Another time in the story. So me and Lee get up there and says, come on, let's throw some cornhole. And the club champs were there that evening.
Were they chumps or champs?
Champs. They were chumps, cool. Actually, because we whipped their ass. And Lee and I had never thrown together. So says, come on, let's play some cornhole.
Pow, 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 dropping it. We were dropping.
We were dropping beanbags.
Oh, now you're dropping beanbags.
Yes.
Tea bags or beanbags? Where's this going? No.
That was later. That was later with when they're
that's anyway, funny, man.
Anyway, but we whipped the fucking club, the club champions. That's we kicked
the club
their
champions.
Yes, we whipped their
you
ass.
Sound almost sophisticated there.
Well, to them that was prestigious, you know, to be the club champions.
It's like he was at the polo club playing more than cornhole, lacrosse.
Where's the
maybe.
Polo?
Water polo. That's my thing.
Oh.
Slim, what are you doing over there, buddy? Mojo.
I'm working some mojo right now.
Got my mojo. Oh, I see. Never mind. We can't talk about some things on the air.
We don't.
It's bad luck.
It's bad luck, man.
Let me tell you the story, good neighbor John. Every time, like, as you know, I've been dating for a while.
Yeah.
And every time that I got on the show, I would talk about the girl I was dating.
No.
Well, for some reason, after that show, everything would just start fucking snowballing. And the relationship would destroy itself.
Anticipate itself.
And I was just like, damn, is my show bad luck?
No.
So, I think my favorite one, not to interrupt you, was the text and then 7 hours later or something like that.
7 hours later.
Remember you sent a text?
Talking about your latest squeeze and your escapades might have been the bad part.
Like, I'm okay or what? Or she said something. But it was like half a day, 7-8 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was hilarious, man. Yeah. You like text her, what's up? And she's like, something.
That was Ashley and Lavalette.
Yeah, she got all. There you go.
Damn!
A shout out to Ashley and Lavalette.
Ashley, sorry, sweetheart, that he dogged you like that.
Yeah,
not
well,
really.
You
he
know.
Said, he, they were doing it, but and it was like 7 hours later. She just sent back a simple.
Yeah, I sent her a text, and I was like, I said, hey,
just checking up on her. You know.
I was like, hey, you know, good morning. I was like, you know, how you doing? Blah blah blah, and. I was just like, I'm just sending you a text to let you know that you're on my brain.
This is epic, man. I'm like,
right?
7 hours later, she hits me back, and she's like, what? And I'm like, the fuck? Like, you've been online fucking day.
Hey, I see the dot.
I see the fucking green dot.
I see the dot, man.
It never showed minutes of how long you weren't online. You were online all fucking day.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
I either really suck or I'm just like in ghost mode from like.
Right.
But that was funny. What?
Damn.
What? Oh, I was like, you know the fuck?
No. I joined that one web page.
Oh, cool.
That Sherry told me about.
Oh, yeah.
I won one.
Did you?
It'll be here next week.
Yeah, you'll like it, man. They have good
stuff. I mean,
like,
I don't do it, but, you know.
Good things going on with that guy.
It's a seahorse or some shit.
Oh, cool,
I said, Lisa, guess who gets a seahorse?
Hey, look at my seahorse. Is that what you're calling now?
No. Oh, yeah. She's been riding the seahorse, too, so, you know.
Hey, you don't need to air out your... This This is a family show, damn it. Nobody wants to hear
but yeah,
it.
There's no, I won, yeah, I won
there's no filth on it. We don't like the cut of your jib.
I won one. And it says, if you want the bonus thing, send $35 more. No. No, I just wanted something I had to pay shipping for, which was $8. Well, I don't care. Yeah. But if you want the extra one, it's $35 more. No.
No, man. I'm all about $8.
Yeah.
Shipping.
That's fine. Good. You know?
That's some of their handiwork.
Yeah, and I don't even do that.
Oh, that's some of their handiwork.
Yeah, see, Lisa has one like that.
For all you smoking enthusiasts, there's a pipe guy on Facebook.
Yeah, you got to cool you should plug shipping. Him. You should plug
yeah,
him. Should.
I am right
I
now.
I didn't bring my phone. We could have put the website
as
on
you guys him. Know, I am pro hemp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too.
I am. Mm-hmm. And,
I'm 420 anyway, friendly.
I am 420 friendly. My name's Sean. I like white disco boots. And I just love to smoke the devil's spinach.
Yes. Devil's spinach.
Satan's lettuce. Satan's salad. Whatever.
Whatever it is.
But anyway, the guy's got a good thing going.
He does. And
then on Facebook.
I was impressed.
Sherry knows what it is.
I finally won something.
Sherry texts me the information for the glass guy.
She's probably asleep with Miss B.
Yeah, probably snoozing.
We come home this morning, and well, we got home about noon. And she goes, John.
They're broadcasting rather early today, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, no.
I'm
just
kidding.
But she says, you know what? This is a good day to be day drinking. Because we didn't do shit. We didn't have nothing to do.
Well, there you go. So, see, I was going to go over with Slim, my son. We were going to go over to Mom's mansion up on the hill, hang out, do a little painting. And then the next thing, Mom's like, I should have called you. You know, Mom's getting older. And all of a sudden, we were all here. And
I was all
Dakota's
excited.
Dakota's got his license, his car, so he was driving over. And that's nerve-wracking. He said, yeah, it is. And the kid starts driving.
Right,
And then so we ended up like, well, here we are, and we're here, the studio's here, and we're.
And here, I thought I was gonna get to meet my best friend's mom. Yeah. I haven't done that since
high
school.
Yeah,
we're gonna get there.
Mom's in from Panama City. Yeah, we'll all be hanging out there.
Yeah, man.
But mm-hmm. yeah, Mom's great, and
so
that didn't work out. So
I mixed a few beverages this afternoon.
What'd you mix?
You know, this
I mixed coffee. I brought home like there was so much beer left over. We all just helped ourselves to what we got on stage.
Yeah.
So here you can have that one. It's at room temperature. It's like, no, so it's like German.
It's
beer.
like
German beer.
It's like the Canadians, eh?
We had Coors Light. We had you know, I don't drink natural light, but anyway, I had this bouquet of
Coors
beer.
Light's disgusting.
Yes. Yes.
Coors Light, like goat and piss.
Coors Light is disgusting. It tastes like fucking water.
Really?
Yes.
No, I don't know. You know what tastes like water?
They're both questionable. But
you know what tastes like water is the Michelob Ultra.
Oh, God.
I had some of those last night.
Oh, God.
There was this guy. I mean, no, just like, here's a bucket. And then they have these little beer shots there.
Yeah.
Beer shots?
Yeah, the mini beers.
They taste like a creamsicle.
Yes.
So I thought it was...
Mini beers.
I thought when they handed it to me, it was actually just a little shot
a little teeny
of beer.
Shot. Like, it looked like a beer, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
And a little tiny beer mug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Larry. And,
yeah, those are mini beers.
Mini beers are awesome.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Roboto? Mm-hmm. Larry.
I bought some of that shit. To make them at
home. They're good. Man.
Yes, because Lisa loves them.
Yeah, like,
and she's the one that introduced me to those over Bobby G's.
Well, that's a hell of a relationship because those
Speaking of Bobby G's and fucking people we haven't seen in forever, how about Vince Rayburn popping in for about 5 minutes last night?
Yeah, he was there for a minute and I was like, Vince is here.
He wasn't even there 5 minutes, dude. He walked in the door and Sherry looked at me and goes, is that Vince? And I was like, it sure fuck
yeah,
is.
I was out there, I just caught a glimpse of him, and then I was like, got on a
was
break,
kind
and
of
already
like,
scrambled. Hey, Vince, where'd you go, man? It was nice to see you for that.
He's one of our musician buddies.
He is.
Ah.
And,
he was over here the night, all hell
You know what
was.
I said? Remember that? Mm-hmm.
Remember
that boy that walked in here?
Aaron Miller?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I saw
he was
him.
With him, Vince.
I saw him a couple weeks ago at the Legion in, not Rush, what is that place over
Rush.
There? Not
Good
Rush.
Lord.
No.
That's Klan country.
Yeah. If you go down 32, past the Hillbilly Flea Market.
Oh, okay, I know where. Yeah.
The Rams. What's the Rams?
The Rams.
The Rams. The high
team.
School. Yeah, the high school.
Right. That's that becomes Greenup.
Yeah. Right outside of there. There's the Legion there.
Yeah, there is actually. I remember back there for GPS.
We went there.
Moves,
we went there for.
There. I was like, where in the hell?
We went there
oh
for
God.
An auction for my buddy's mom. You know, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
And he was there. And he goes, I remember you. We hung out in that basement. Okay. Now I know who you are.
Hung out in that basement.
Yeah. That day, him and that other boy come over, hammered off.
That
grass.
Don't sound too good off of Jump Street with another guy that is.
But yeah, we
hung out. I know you. We hung out. That sounds like Pulp Fiction.
Is it Aaron? Is it Aaron Miller?
Yeah, Aaron Miller.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's good to see you. Blah blah blah. He sat there. He was kicking out over there, and we. I know there was a big auction because my buddy Shane Thomas.
Right.
I don't know if you know Shane Thomas.
Shane Thomas.
Yes, Bob.
Hold on. Shane Thomas.
You might know him.
Sings Country.
Yes.
Uh-oh. See, it's a small world.
Let's see. What is the name of his song? Something about a hillbilly or something?
Thrillbillies is his album.
Thrillbillies. That's what it is.
Thrillbillies.
Yeah. He has this one song called Alcohol Abuse.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and it's one of my favorite songs.
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing there that night to raise money for his mom, who has breast cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's back in the fucking hospital.
So
I went over there. They had a big auction with all these things they're auctioning off. So I went in there, and me and Lisa went in there, and we were bidding on all kinds of shit, you know, and just hanging out. And that's where I saw Aaron.
Yeah,
and it was a cool time.
Yeah, Aaron, man, it was a great time. Brown guy, and you knew Greg. He always played with Aaron. You know, it was crazy because Cricket passed away.
Yeah, I went to her funeral.
I couldn't make it. I was at work, and my
Lisa
God,
just got her shot, and she was all fucked
up.
Yeah,
she was like, Cricket was like, say, the owner of CBGB's in New York. She took care of us musicians, and she paid as well.
There she was, and I went to paid my respects.
You were hungry, man. You know, Cricket.
Oh, yeah. I heard all kinds of great things.
Cricket Hudson, God bless her, man. I couldn't make it, and...
Lisa just had her second COVID shot, and she was kind of... woozy.
Well, yeah,
so she couldn't leave the house, but I hadn't yet, so I went over there and I represented
and signed her name and a book
and everything, and then I got to meet her daughter.
Yeah,
and
she's cool. You know her daughter actually back in the day bought my grandma when my grandma passed away, her daughter, I'll think of her name in a minute, had bought my grandma's bedroom suit.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little bit too
cool.
But Cricket, yeah, man.
Yeah, Cricket. I heard all kinds of great things.
And it was crazy because this is weird because I'm weird anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, not only did we lose like Greg Brown and Warren 2 days apart.
Yeah.
We were going to Warren's wake at our light guy's house from Groove DeVille. And we were going by the West End. I went by and I started talking about Cricket. And I said, and we talked about Cricket for about 10 minutes. And the next day, we got the news that she had passed.
Damn.
And she was like, yeah, I was like, you would have loved this place back in the day.
This place
was always bumping.
It was.
It didn't matter if your band sounded like shit or sounded like Van Halen. It had a built-in crowd. People went there.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
No, Cricket was classy. She was always right there at her door to meet you. She would take you in and seat you. And
yeah.
Mom would go there even as far back when Mom and Dad were still together. And she was just a class act, man.
So, yeah, she was great.
So what a month. We had a lot of tragic losses. But then you can listen to the GSB podcast, and we'll take away all your woos and moans.
There you go.
Because not everybody can have Good Neighbor John. And,
right.
Okay, so here's a good one, everybody.
Uh-oh.
Think about this. If camera lenses are round, why are pictures square? Think about it.
Oh, my.
That's a brain stuffer.
Man, that really gets the old juices flowing.
It does.
If I melt dry ice.
Like Carl. Carl, what's he even do with that axe?
If I melt dry ice.
I work with Carl at the roadhouse.
Can I go swimming without getting wet?
Disher's like psycho. You'll never hear this. What was it?
If you melt dry ice, can I go swimming without getting wet? Hey.
Hey, I'm here all evening. Serve the bourbon. I mean, serve the meal.
Yes.
Speaking of Carl, when they had the gas shortage down south, everybody's like, what's wrong with it? And then they got to a scene of Carl going, it ain't got no gas in it.
Out of gas.
It's out of gas.
Like
it ain't got no gas in it.
Out of gas. He come in there and had away with my mom.
What'd you kill him for? What'd you kill him for?
You fixing to kill a man?
I've been killing a man. Look like a squirrel down there in that shoe box.
The fuck?
Had his way with my mom.
Yeah, Carl was a
What you planning to do with that lawnmower blade there, Carl?
What you planning to do with that?
Yeah. Dwight Yoakam, what a dick.
He was a huge dick in that.
Asshole.
He was a gigantic penis in that.
John Ritter was gay.
Oh, yeah.
He's all disgusted, and they're jamming on the porch. It is a funny thing.
You ain't funny, ha-ha, you're funny queer.
You ain't funny, ha-ha, you're funny queer.
You have no idea what you just said, do you?
No. I like biscuits and mustard.
Biscuits and mustard.
How about some of them French fried taters? Them
French fried potatoes.
That was the coolest fucking movie. And I got Lisa to watch it with me.
Let's try a bit of Fargo.
And yeah,
Fargo.
Yeah, and she watched it with me. She was, oh my God, this is the greatest movie. You know,
it is.
Then the little boy turned out to be an NCIS Miami or whatever the hell is. And he was in the Fast and Furious movies.
That first scene, you think he's going to kill this kid, man. You're thinking, oh God, man, the guy just gets out of the Looney Tune place.
Yeah.
And that's your mindset when you see it.
Right.
And basically they establish a relationship, being buddies, and
he got
enter
that,
Dwight Yoakam.
Getting that bag full of money is.
You
give this to them.
I like him titties.
If Carl was in a strip club. It ain't got no boobs in it.
I like to watch you climb up that pole. God damn it.
I ain't got no money to give you.
How about some biscuits?
Biscuits and mustard.
Like biscuits and mustard and french fries and
biscuits and mayonnaise.
That's what we should call this episode. It ain't got
biscuits
no gas.
Biscuits and mayonnaise. That's it.
Hey.
Biscuits and mustard.
Biscuits and mayonnaise.
Damn, man.
We should call it It Ain't Got No Gas in It.
Yeah. The show ran out of gas. The Unmemorial Day special.
There you go.
Hey, what? We do have to send out things for everybody on Memorial Day.
Yes, all the veterans. My uncle Jimmy, who was a Marine and went to Vietnam.
Yep. Anybody.
You know, my dad, who's...
Gus.
Remember the ones you love
Army
on
vet.
Memorial Day. That's what
he, my dad know, was Navy.
My buddy Freak, who's a retired Marine. Gosh, I have so many friends. My son, Wesley... Who's a retired Marine as well? Went to Iraq.
Wow! Yeah, wow. There you go.
You know, like I said, my Uncle Jimmy went to Vietnam.
Yeah, my family's
come
crazy
back and was telling me a story about how his friends come back with their dog tags with ears on them so that they wouldn't rattle in the jungle.
Right, man. Yeah, there's some, it was crazy.
Oh, you know,
many relatives. Dad's retired military, Vietnam vet.
My dad's retired National Guard.
Just keep the memory alive.
Yeah.
Because America's kind of bleeding, man. We got some shit going on in this country.
Why is the military still in D.C.?
Why are they still trying to purge through people that have, like, different thoughts than, say, just liberal people and stuff? Why are they purging that scene right now? It's bad. They're like, hey, man, they're really trying to mess up conservatives there.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do. That's your thing.
Right.
But, you know, that's all. That's like Nazi shit. Look, man, I don't believe in some of the things you believe in, and I'm sorry. That don't make me a conspiracy guy.
They've
been purging the military for 2 months, and they're just going through and seeing what everybody's about.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Develop a bunch of pansies so when China knocks on the door with a red star and a helmet on?
I hope they got them guys better accommodations than they had at the inauguration.
Oh, yeah, sleeping in car garages.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with that, man. I mean, there's so much crap going on. The backdrop has got to be stupid than what we get.
I saw somebody post on Facebook. They said, what are you going to do when Biden comes for your guns? And somebody put, hide them on the second floor. Have you seen that motherfucker climb the stairs?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Ding.
Boom, boom.
Absolutely, man.
Oh, man.
And that's great. But, yeah, God, straighten up out there.
Yeah. Yeah. DC's a shit show.
They had that, the Floyd guy and all that garbage. Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry, whatever, man. Say what you want, but listen, the guy was going to die anyway.
Yeah.
The guy was sitting there.
The dude that posted on your Facebook.
I know. But you know what? He was a good friend of mine. It kind of breaks my heart.
Right, but
I'm not like that.
You know, he was like,
All I gotta say is he shouldn't have died. That's
no,
all.
He shouldn't have.
Well, but I mean,
but he was also.
But he was gonna die.
He was gonna die anyway, because.
He was gonna die.
He was all fucking drunk down.
They should have just let him OD right there.
Yeah, let him go get fucked up on his own terms.
I don't agree with the guy putting. I don't agree with any of it. Right. But what I don't agree with is when you read the guy's rap sheet and how they glamorize somebody like that.
Let me tell you.
You don't put guns and weapons on pregnant people's bellies while your thug buddies are robbing the house. And I mean, the guy's record is, you can read it. And it's just like, wow.
Yeah, but
we're
going to
glamorize a guy. I don't agree with the guy.
That same shit could have happened to any one of us.
I can show you something right now on my page. You won't even hear nothing about it on the news. I just want to show you how stereotypical the media is.
Well, look what happened to me.
This is a prime example. And you?
I got pulled over just because.
Let me show you. This is kind of shit I don't agree with, except those guys from last night. and John Hall, add this to your post about injustice. This son of a bitch hasn't been charged yet. Guess why? Yeah, I'm wrong. You know what? You can read about this guy's absurd new twist in the Cash Gurney case, or you can read about this guy. Share this to your... you know, where's the this 4-year-old little boy was kidnapped and carved up like a pumpkin. Here he is in the bedroom on the camera getting to slice up this little baby guy. He's white as a fucking ace of spades.
Right.
He's as white as the ace of spades.
Anyway.
The fuck? I ain't never seen a white ace of spades.
All around it is white.
But I'm saying, I mean, where's the media with this stuff? Okay? Yeah. Where
it's all sensationalism.
Man.
It's stupid.
It's like, speaking of glamorizing. Speaking of glamorizing, okay, so you know that shooting that happened over Milton?
No, I didn't hear nothing about it until just now.
Okay, so there was a shooting in Milton at Gomort. He's got a bottle cap on his forehead. Anyway.
I worship the Budweiser.
If we scratch that off, do we get a gas station?
See if you want a hotel or 7-Eleven.
See if you want a hotel or a gas station.
7-Eleven, But anyway, someone got their ass capped.
Yeah, so check this out. In Milton, at the Gomort, right there off 64.
Wow, right there.
Okay.
Oh, that place. Yeah, so, that's kind of thug.
So the shooter,
McDonald's.
The shooter was one of my best friends that I fucking went to high school with, dude.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. When they were talking about the shooter on Facebook, and the Milton Police Department posted a Facebook post, and they're like, we apprehended the shooter from...
Saw the name. Oh, my God.
Dude, I saw his face.
Oh, shit.
They put his fucking mugshot on Facebook.
Damn.
And they were like, this is the shooter from the case. And I was like, the fuck, man? That's Bruce. So...
Oh, what?
So, like... Okay, so here's the situation, okay?
Right.
They were at a gas station. He was fueling up, and this guy had stopped, and he had this girl tied up in the back of his car.
Damn, tied up.
And he had the seat back and was beating the fucking piss out of her.
At the gas station.
So my buddy goes over and says, man, fucking stop doing that bullshit. And the guy looks at him and is like, fuck you, I'll kill you. And he was like, man, he was like, you really need to stop hitting her. And the guy looks at him again and he says, I told you I will fucking kill you. Well, now Bruce has carried for, God,
but
years.
That's okay. It's his right.
Yeah, it's his right.
Yeah.
And anyway, he told, the guy came at him and he told the guy, he said, stop or I'll shoot.
Yep.
And the guy kept coming, and he said, I swear to God, stop or I will shoot.
Yeah, I ain't messing around people either. And like
he came at him again, so Bruce pumped him 3 times in the front.
Triple tap.
And after he pumped him 3 times in the front, the guy turned around to get away from Bruce because, you know, obviously he had 3 bullets
in
him.
Yeah, yeah.
So Bruce put 2 more in his fucking back.
He should have done that.
Well, but here's the thing. When you conceal carry, the first thing they fucking tell you in concealed carry class is if you're going to shoot to kill.
Yeah.
And
well, don't play around.
But
don't.
Yeah, but that dude's, man, if he got any
I dropped some bitch like a bad habit.
You don't go here and there. You go here, man.
Right.
So if he's pumped 3 in here or here, I mean, that guy's going
his
down.
Fucking head.
Yeah. He's going down, man.
Right.
There's no need to shoot a guy in the
dropped
back.
Dropped him right in the fucking forehead.
I don't agree with shooting anybody in the back.
Right.
No. Especially when I just put 3 in his fucking
torso.
Yeah.
He's going to stop and drop, and the cops can pick up the slack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Take it from there.
Yep.
But we'll I save that girl. You're right. Tripping God out. Goddamn.
Yeah.
You know, your emotions trip, adrenaline. It's easy fuck.
So he pumped that guy 5 times.
Well, I guess he's
this dead. Guy's got a wife and kids and all kinds of stuff. No, the guy
tell me that they gave him a bunch of hell about it.
Yeah, but you know what?
Oh, yeah. Think the dude's sitting in jail right now.
Yeah, but think about it. He probably saved that girl's life.
He saved that girl's life.
He did save that girl's life.
And that's the problem.
Dude's in jail right now on $1 million fucking bond.
You know what? We should set up a hotline and a GoFundMe for that guy. And get the money together to get him out.
Yeah, because in West Virginia.
Because it's wrong.
Right.
That guy's sitting there being a douchebag.
Yeah.
He's
probably going to kill that girl anyway.
Yeah, he was beating the piss out
of her. Well, I mean, she was tied up in the back seat.
Yeah, like, and that. God knows what she's been
through. I'd have dragged his ass out and stomped him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
No gun.
Yeah, exactly.
He wouldn't have walked away.
He shot him.
But, well, I'm saying the guy's approaching.
And he's in jail.
And you're looking down the barrel, man. Yeah. I ain't approaching nobody pointing a gun at me. If that guy's looking at me and he's telling me to stop, it don't even take me that long. A guy puts a piece of me. In front of me, you name it, and it's a bad scene. I'm just going to go, look, man, I got no problem with you.
Mm-hmm.
But under them circumstances,
that was just fucked up.
And you're thinking already, this guy's bonkers. And he keeps
saved some girl's life, and he's in jail.
Yeah, he keeps coming at you. When you tell him to stop, he's going to get so close, he's dead.
Sitting in jail right now on $1 million.
I would have three lawyers, Goldstein, and Weinstein.
Why isn't this news?
I would have the three Jewish lawyers fucking suing the balls off the fucking cops. Right. And the state.
Yeah, I would have Dewey,
and
Cheatham,
the city.
And Howell.
Dewey, Cheatham, and Howell. So anyway, he's in jail on $1 million bond.
Yeah, that
and
that
second
guy's
degree.
A fucking psycho.
Yeah, that should be news.
Yeah,
I mean, it should be news.
But it ain't.
I mean,
second like degree murder is what he's charged
second
with.
Second degree.
Second degree murder.
And they give those guys that killed that
have
other boy
they
third degree.
To the girl that was tied up and what she went
that's,
through from that guy.
That's maybe what I want to know.
Maybe I'd like to hear that story.
That's why I'm thinking. That's why I'm thinking the shooting.
That guy was
right. That's why I'm thinking it might be justified.
It's justified all day long.
But
she tells her story, she could have been being ass raped and tied up, and God knows what.
Well,
I'm just saying, this could be. Just
well,
bad.
See, here's another suspicious thing: the car, the guy was from Bowling Green, Kentucky. The car was registered to Tennessee.
He stole it.
This guy's a
piece
of shit.
He probably killed other people first.
Yep.
You know, years ago at Congress in Columbus, this is a true story. This happened with my family. This is a direct story that happened. And my family's very heavy horse people, right? And in Columbus, they have a thing called Congress.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big quarter horse convention up there.
Yeah.
Now, this happened. This is probably happened several years ago.
Yeah.
And it was with a lady at the end of the holler, and you know, my granddad, all them people, we all grew up together. They went to Congress, and they were in Columbus, Ohio. And this made the papers. This was crazy shit.
Yeah.
They cracked the doors. They had joining hotel rooms, so the kids could be in one and the adults could be in the other. They came back from Congress, and you know, they're just Colgrove people out from the back, you know, where my family's from, out in the holler, and horse people. They cracked the doors to get some fresh air, and Bubba decided to walk in and put a gun on everybody. They left the doors cracked. It was a little hot.
Mm-hmm.
He walked right in there and put everybody in a room with a gun. Okay, he put them all down in positions. The kids in one room, the adults in the other. I'm not going to mention her name, but she's known me since diapers.
Yeah.
And all them people pack.
Yeah.
Now he comes in there, and of course the kids are tripping. He's got an arm piece, and everybody's down in between the beds, in the space between two, and he's got them lined up like that.
Mm-hmm.
She says, "Let me get my purse. I got money in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you the money."
Mm-hmm.
And she opened up her purse, grabbed a Ruger Red Hawk, kind of like a Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
And when she come up between them two beds, she shot that motherfucker and put him out in the parking lot.
Damn.
Shot him about 5 times.
Mm.
And she's an old lady. There was actually stories that came out about gun-toting grandma and shit like that when this happened, because it was big news.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the people, like, you know, my relatives and the lady that had done the deed I've known all my life.
Wow.
And they were getting threats from the family because he was such a good role model and such a good guy. Oh, yeah. I read them, man. My uncle was sending them to me. He was there. My mom's brother was there.
Wow.
But yeah, she come up out of there, man, and put that Ruger Red Hawk right up in his ass. And, the most powerful handgun, a 44 Magnum.
Right.
And blew his ass away.
Jeez,
man. I mean, it put him through. He went right out the door and into the parking lot.
Yeah.
Because she come up out of there and just beep, beep, beep. But that's the kind of people we have here in this area. That's why I like this area. It's safe.
Yeah.
Exactly. No nonsense and nothing that, you know, people making all this big deal out of nothing, you know, which is
fueled
riots, and good people like you and me and have businesses and lose it all because of nonsense.
Speaking of...
what the hell, people? Grow up.
Speaking of, I was just thinking about this, and this is something that I'm actually really passionate about, and I think you and I could fucking knock it out of the park, dude.
What's that?
Everybody's been talking about fucking Rally on the River and how they miss it. Well, the Friends of Ironton aren't able to put on Rally on the River anymore.
What's the stipulation for that? Just the financing? Or just...
I don't know.
Because you know there's big hotels there now. You got the Armory, you got two big fat hotels.
Yeah.
One's about to open.
Yeah.
There's no better time to bring a rally back to Ironton.
Right. And
because now it's more.
I don't know
Frog
what this...
Town's open again. That used to thrive.
And
the city of Ironton.
The city of Ironton looked forward to Rally.
Iron ore industry, it was little Chicago back then.
And then it died, and then they brought...
Oh, I remember when everyone was losing their jobs at the Mabel, and all that was going down.
And then they brought Rally on the River in.
And that went on for years, 6 years.
Yeah, and... it went on for... God, it was 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I think
I remember
15.
Hell Yeah came and just a lot of cool ass bands.
I remember meeting fucking Vinnie Paul.
That's wild. They're both dead now. I got something for you. Just keep what you got. I found something today.
But anyway, I don't know what the stipulations of taking that
and
over are.
You got to get permits, and then you got to get the finances to secure the bands and contracts.
Yeah.
That's that's how it is. That's all it is.
Hmm.
It's a permit.
I
a
just wonder.
Permit and getting money to the artist.
I just wonder if it's something that you and I could do.
I think that enough of those bands that came through here and actually done it would be behind it 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a relic I found the other day.
Oh, wow. Dog Dazzle, Lee Bryce.
When he was a youngin'.
Yep.
Well, when he was definitely a noob.
Yeah.
Wayne Pauly's been with him the whole ride.
Yep.
We called Wayne when he was working with what, Celtic Women?
Yeah. And
Wayne Pauly's been there the whole time. He's another local.
Yeah.
Like your Bruce Hendricks. Bruce H. I think he's the last name. Wayne P. Yeah, there we go. Sorry about that, guy.
But, we call him out.
Yeah, they're hometown boys. It's like saying Tyler Childers. All these guys.
Yep.
People sometimes will tell them stories, and they're like, all them people from your area? I'm like, yeah, I know.
Speaking of local guys from our area, Chase Jobe from South Point, he was a phenomenal interview when I had him on.
I need to watch it, man. Dude, I haven't watched our own show or stuff that you've done, like, since we haven't.
I had a dilemma when I was uploading that, too. YouTube tried to shut me down for using one of his songs. And
what
I'm like...
on the show?
Yeah, I'm
didn't
like...
Did you see him on the show?
Yeah, I was like...
There's good neighbor John.
I'm back.
YouTube tried to shut me down.
It's now going to be called YouBoob. You guys are boobs.
But anyway, YouTube tried to shut me down for using his music in my video. And I'm like, that's his fucking music.
So they don't know everything.
No.
How would they know a local artist from, well?
Well, their algorithms picked up the music what it was.
All this stupid shit,
And they're
getting
like,
on Mystical? Is that what it is?
They sent me an email.
You go type in enough shit, you'll get on your Facebook page, and if you were looking at washers and dryers and sneakers, a couple scrolls down, you'll see some shit for washers and dryers and sneakers.
Yeah. Well,
who's watching my ass?
Who's going to be on your... Guess what's going to be on your fucking timeline tonight?
Yeah, you got one of these? Uh-huh. It don't make a shit. Everyone's like, they tape their cameras. It's like, look, folks, it don't even make a shit. When you turn this phone off, there's actually a battery in there that stays around for about 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
No shit. Kid you not. I got a guy, and here we go with them conspiracy theory things. Mm-hmm. No, these are facts. So if you got one of these, why even bother? What are you doing?
Right.
It's like government, man. Dee, 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 dee. Ding that phone. There you are.
Yep.
turn it off, do what you want.
But anyway, so,
yeah,
YouTube tried to shut me down for using his music in my video. Well, yesterday I get an email that says, "We've released your claim." And I'm like, you fucking think? I'm like, I was like, the dude was on my fucking show. Like, why would... I don't understand.
We got one, like when I used to post a lot of Groove DeVille stuff, and I'm not talking about the version of Purple Rain that we all witnessed one night at the Raging Bull. Actual production of that song that was kick-ass.
The Led Zeppelin version.
I mean, the Groove DeVille kind of thing, Adam, and I posted it, and then I got a thing that said, "The artist has requested you remove the video or lose." I'm thinking, wow, we offended Prince. If Groove DeVille never did nothing.
Wasn't he dead at that time?
Shit, no, man. This is back when Groove DeVille was like, back when we were running.
Yeah.
So this is when Groove DeVille was pretty much new and settled into Warren and Greg and became that band.
Yeah.
I got a letter on the thing and I kept it. But yeah, the artist has requested you remove it. But I was thinking there's other versions of people doing the song.
Mm-hmm.
Why did we have to take ours down?
Maybe you guys were too good.
I thought, because Adam just crushed it. And I was like, oh, I'm humbled.
Yeah.
Did Prince actually have nothing else to do at Paisley Park one day and go, hey, man, Groove DeVille.
Shut that shit down.
He still sings it with passion. I just sing it for a buck. Even though I'm being a slave to the music business. Remember, he got on a big rant and became the artist formerly known as. Prince is a great guy. No disrespect to Prince.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. But yeah, he's a strange cat. But hey, get a letter like that. It's pretty cool.
But you said you know a lot of people with the Friends of Ironton, right? Or you have connections?
My family and friends of family and family know about everything coming and going.
Start reaching out to them.
Oh, I can.
Find out if we can get to the Friends of Ironton.
That used to be down on the river, right?
Yeah.
Rally on the river.
Yeah. And find out if you can get to the Friends of Ironton. Okay? And they'll be the people we need to ask first.
With the mayor and the permits, and then that's that.
Man. Yeah.
You pretty much get that, and that don't cost much money. Just got to find a backer or somebody to secure the contracts for the artists you want to bring in. It was never a problem for our radio station because they got millions.
Yeah.
So it's easy to go, look, $250,000 for these dudes, five figure death punch, $100,000 for them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then you find them on routed touring, which means they're coming through here, so they'll pick up a gig for almost half of what you can get. And you can find the guys on routed tours that were kind of clicking with the date you wanted, and that makes it cheap on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to us. We're talking about music business on our own. It's like, hey. But really, that's all that's necessary, man. Give it to the mayor, secure some permits, and secure the riders, as they like to say. In the
big rule is secure the rider.
Secure the rider. I could show you some of those that I was on with Rick Goble, and I could show you what some of them big artists like Dwight Yoakam and stuff were getting for a show.
Wow.
I have them. I'll take them out one day, and you'll sit here and look at, like, Gretchen Wilson was hot. Poor me.
Trick Pony.
They were huge that year.
Yep.
I got to meet them.
Did you really? That's
Trick Pony,
cool.
Yeah.
So it was like Dwight Yoakam, Clint Black, and the money was fine. I got the sheet. I got the routing number, bank numbers, all that on there.
Wow.
Cool.
Out, going to the bank in the Bahamas, if you can imagine that. Is it the Pontiac Silverdome? Some of these people get Dwight Yoakam was like $500,000. I mean, stupid money.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to make these checks happen. So you sell the venue, and that's how the promoters and all the old school thing, that's how you make your money back.
You said,
now keep in mind that each one of them seats in an arena, that's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a nickel a piece, 8 cents.
Yeah.
I might be off. No, I'm serious, but you wouldn't believe what promoters are up against.
Sure.
Insurance. I mean, in an arena venue alone. I know
that. I was
Tandy Tucker stage manager. Jesus Christ, you don't get there for being a dickhead.
Right.
You got to know a little bit about the business, man.
Yeah.
You got to know how to go to a promoter and go, hey, fuckhead.
That's
I need this, that, and the other, and I'm seeing this, that, and that, and then they get shitty with you. You believe some shit.
This is why I'm thinking that you and I would be
love you.
A good. This is why I'm thinking you and I would be a good fit for this is because, number one, we're a lot younger than the Friends of Ironton.
Absolutely.
And we could bring it back to Ironton and make Ironton thrive again.
We can. And we know the business.
We could call it the Meta Fest.
The what?
The Meta Fest. Make Ironton thrive again.
That's cool.
Dude!
That's cool.
Okay. That's really cool.
Yeah.
And you heard it here first.
The Meta Fest.
Okay.
And that's very cool.
Yeah. Make Ironton thrive again.
You know that? And yeah.
And, I'm in. I'll be the roadie, the grunt, whatever it is.
We'll be like the guys doing the new Woodstock.
Yeah, man.
50 years
Let's
later.
Let's do it.
That guy had an idea. You've seen the stories.
Yeah.
Sure.
He lived in an apartment. Have you ever watched the story on him? The guy put Woodstock together? Phenomenal. Check that out. I forget his name because I'm so educated in the music entertainment world. If that was a big question on Jeopardy right now, I would just pull out years of humiliation on my family.
You mentioned the Pontiac Silverdome.
That's where that was going on.
Yeah, the Pontiac Silverdome, WrestleMania 3.
Oh, my.
93,000 plus.
Yeah, it's a big
they
room.
They filled that entire arena.
Jeez.
The Pontiac Silverdome.
That was the record. Chunk. That was a record attendance for any event in that place. And now it's torn down.
That's cool, man.
But, yeah, WrestleMania 3, Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant.
Oh, my. You got to see that?
Yeah.
That's
cool as fuck. Cool.
My buddy called Andre the Giant a fag. At a Cheap Trick concert.
Oh, you know what?
They were in one part of the hall.
And
everybody
picked him up on the top of his head. You know, he's just like,
that guy was like something else. And this limo pulls up, and he's in the wrong area because he's at the Dayton Hare Arena. Then you got the concert going on Cheap Trick, and you got wrestling in the Wampler Arena part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, limo pulled up, and he was in line. Actually, my sister was there with him. They went to see Cheap Trick. And Bob was a little drunk, and he got in the limo window, and he's going, fag homo. He's all hitting on the window. And who steps out of the limo?
That guy was 7'5".
You never seen a guy almost collapse and pass out?
He should have shit in his pants.
I would have. That's a massive. That's a massive amount of meat. That's a lot of man meat.
Yep.
And he toned it down real quick.
Merchandise T-shirts, right?
His handprint. His biography is awesome to watch.
His handprint was on the front of his T-shirt, and I swear to God,
it was
this big,
like Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
And that was his handprint.
Mm-hmm.
First there was Bigfoot, now there's Big Hand.
And he was just the greatest guy.
Gigfoot. Gigfoot. Got run through the forest with a guitar case.
Sounds like a cool-ass comic book.
Gigfoot.
I think he died when he was 43.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was. But
yeah,
you
he
see,
was
like,
young as fuck.
You see the beer he used to drink?
He drank like.
He watched Biography Channel or something.
Tonight, Mick Foley's on.
Mick, it looks like he's got it, man.
Mick Foley's still alive and doing Dude Love plugs on Cameo.
But tonight's his biography on.
Wow.
The channel.
Well, they had one on Andre, man. And that guy, you talk about a beer habit. And he has like 6, 7, 8 cases. They had them stacked up. They put beds together.
And they showed
like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar back
then. They showed him holding a beer in his hand, and it looked like it was just big.
It looked like a little beer.
Like one of those 8-ounce,
Looked like a mini beer.
Little Kings.
Yeah.
Looked like a mini beer.
It's stupid. Yeah, that guy was ridiculous, man. Andre the Giant.
All right, well, we promised these people we were going to do like some little rapping stuff.
Do it.
Oh, so I got to beatbox again, right?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I saved the one that you did.
We could probably do better now. Now my beatbox is warmed up. It could be a whole different beatbox.
It could be.
But make sure
it's loopable.
So we'd be like.
That's what we're gonna do.
I feel like
we're gonna sit here
in the five boys.
What the fuck was that?
All hell is breaking loose.
But you know what?
We got a good. We spent an hour and 31 with everybody around the world.
Yes, we have.
I think, and we can add some effects later. We can boot it up.
Yeah.
So what you get isn't always what you get.
Right.
Bobby G's great weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Good neighbor
like
John.
Like I said, I'm sorry we missed it,
out.
Man. You know, we're at the next gig, man.
The award nominated.
DJ Slim.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's been fun catching up. I think we've offended about everybody.
Yeah.
We had one of the worst jokes of the day, and that was earlier. It was just bad.
Mm-hmm.
And always remember, guys, you can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
I don't know. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, that true? Yes, yes, yes.
Let's see how this red snapper likes your red snapper.
Oh!
Damn! Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, hey.
All right, y'all be good. Be kind. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
That ain't much.
And you know? if you do, do it twice and name it after me.
There you go. There you go. Hey, everybody right, learn so to get along again.
The show's over, but wait, there's more.
That's all good. We'll let it go.
Okay, what we're doing right now, we're doing round table rap. And I don't think that had anything to do with crap. It sounded like a round table fart.
That sounded like crap.
There you go. Slim cut a fart. It sounds like crap. This has nothing to do with our round table rap.
I like it.
I'm white.
I'm white too.
But I'm white too.
Legally, I'm white. I'm legally white.
He's legally white.
But he's red.
American.
He's so Ash awesome. White, he's so awesome they named him chewing tobacco after.
That's right. I'm a red man.
Oh my God. He's a red man. He's a red man.
I'll show you my birth certificate.
There you go. My 8 feet tall, flat top head. I got bolts in my neck. I'm back from the dead.
Oh, that is.
All right, there we go. Okay, there's some round table rap for you.
All right,
Slim, you're on. Only on the GSB where you get this kind of quality entertainment on a Sunday.
Let's see.
I may be white, but all my rhymes are tight.
Oh, go ahead.
And I ain't trying to fight, all right?
Nice.
I like it.
I like it. Makes me think of bacon, lettuce, and maker.
Let me tell you a little something about BLM. They suck big ass and
I'm DJ Slim.
I don't agree with what you're saying. My gosh, I should be out doing some slaying.
This segment's called Terribly White.
This is, man. This is called Horribly White.
What's with all the fighting? We should be uniting.
I like that. That's pretty tight.
Let's not fight. Let's all unite. Black Lives Matter. What the fuck is that, all right? My name is Mr. Rogers. I'm in the neighborhood, and I don't like you, but that's okay.
But it's all good.
But it's all good.
This is probably the most horrible offer.
Yes.
My name is Keisha. I got a big Keisha. I like my big booty because I like my Keisha.
My name is Peaches because I'm the best. All the DJs like to feel my breasts.
That was good, Neighbor John.
That was good.
That's from Coming to America. Yes.
Right. You found a good woman
to church. I'm going to lay you down. I'm going to take your pants off. I'm going to eat it raw and I don't know.
And until it thaws.
That was horrible.
That was bad,
brother.
Okay, lick my balls.
Right on the beat.
From the ceiling to the wall.
That's the smell of my feet.
Phew.
Does anybody have a Dr. Seuss poem I can pull up real quick?
Green eggs and ham. I'll be damned.
I don't like green eggs and ham. I don't like green eggs and ham. My name is Sam.
And that's who I am.
And that's who I am.
I am what I am.
Motherfucking empty eggs are green.
Yeah. It's a family show.
No, it's not. We're filthy as fuck and we like it that way. We're the Glitter Squirrels and we're here to say we ain't coming home today because we gonna do this podcast. Yay.
I think that's it. I think we should just leave a positive note right there for all the people listening. Absolutely. We're deeply sitting there crying right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely white.
We gotta go because we suck. I think I'm going to go upstairs and cook a duck.
Ah.
Hey, yuck.
Can I get some of that duck? My mom's not home to cook for me.
Any last words, good neighbor John? Because we're ending this honky-ass rap session. This is horrible.
All the fine ladies are making a fuss, but I can't pay attention because I'm on that dust.
Oh.
Nice. There's one for the West End of Huntington.
Yes. And I'm buying a house over there.
I'm so sorry.
That's an investment.
It is, actually, yes.
All right, y'all.
Okay.
This concludes Absolutely White.
Don't do this at home.
We won't ever do this again. We promise.
Yeah, it'll never happen again. But thank you for your time. Because you ain't getting this 5 minutes back.
I think we still got like 30 seconds.
Oh, no, I can't take another 30. That's like the guy that went to the whorehouse and he goes, I'd like to get a 69. And she bends over and she farts and goes, honey, I don't think I can take another 68 of those.
Oh, man. Oh, Lord.
All right.
Oh, what a great show.
Man, yes.
That was fun.
You guys have a good night.
Thank you for involving me.
Absolutely.
Good Neighbor John is
peacing out. That's right. We gone, man. And you know how it goes. We'll catch you when we catch you.